Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The delightful children's book, Deli's Pickle, by Karen Carmack Clinton, was created in response to a conversation regarding Karen's younger granddaughter. The book is the story of a tiny mouse named Deli, who is very bossy. Through an unexpected series of adventures, she learns some valuable life lessons. Karen Carmack Clinton developed a love for literature and theater at a young age. Acting in school plays and writing poems and dramas was the natural result of that passion. She performed original monologues for many years. Inspired by her love for children and being retired from 41 years of teaching private piano lessons, Karen is now writing stories to instill subtle values in young minds. And Karen Carmack Clinton, author of Deli's Pickle, is our guest on This Week in America. Karen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
I'm just delighted to be here.
Love the story that you tell, and I love how this is a real family book. You read so many reviews of parents and grandparents saying, I love sharing this story and the values in the story with my children. Let's start talking about the inspiration. I touched on it briefly. I love the inspiration for Deli's Pickle. Where did this come from? How did this develop?
Well, the story behind the story is quite interesting. My youngest granddaughter, Delaney, has beautiful auburn hair and the spirited personality to go with the red colors. From the time she was little, she excelled in her attempts to rule the roost, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
Chatting with my son one day, he was just going on and on about how they didn't know how to handle her. She was bossing her sister. She was bossing them. She was bossing her friends. It was just awful. And he said, we've tried everything, Mom. And so I said, well, would you like me to try to write a story about something bossy, some creature that's bossy? And he said, try anything, Mom.
Please help.
So as sharp as she was, I thought maybe Delaney might realize how uncomfortable and unhappy her bossy behavior made others feel. So I wrote a short story, about the first five chapters of the book, actually. And when Delaney and I were together one day at our house, after I had completed my tale, I told her I wanted to read her a story that I had written. Delaney much prefers reading things herself, but I convinced her that I wanted to share my story by reading it aloud. So reluctantly, she agreed to listen. Halfway through my dramatic reading, Delaney defensively interrupted me with, this is about me, isn't it?
Very perceptive.
And I said, are you a mouse? No. She responded, and she looked at me like I had a few marbles loose. Are you bossy? I looked her straight in the eye. Yes, she said slowly. She lowered her gaze. So, without another word, I continued reading. When I finished, Delaney exclaimed enthusiastically, oh, Grandma, you got to write more adventures about the mouse. Blah, 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 blah. She went on. And so I said, well, Delaney, you've got to give me some ideas. I've never written a whole book. And so she jotted down a bunch of ideas. She got on my computer and made me a certificate of accomplishment.
Great. I love that.
Oh, bless her heart. But thus the short story became a book.
Well, and that's so
and
interesting.
I'm really very grateful. I'm grateful to Delaney for the kick to continue doing something I love, which is write.
You know, everybody's a winner on that. That's amazing. Somebody says to a child, do this, you're this, try to correct this. It doesn't get through, but you write a book. That's sort of the power of literature, isn't it? The power of the arts, the power of writing. In this case, you're able to come up with a story that penetrates that shield that she's got up, a defensive shield she's got up, and it did obviously a remarkable job. I love the name of the book. That captures your attention right off the bat as well, Deli's Pickle. How did you come up with the name?
Well, I was really struggling with that. I ask everybody, my two sons, my two granddaughters, you know, my friends, strangers practically. Do you have any ideas? Because I was really stymied. I mean, I had to have something catchy, you know?
Yes.
So one evening I was just thinking to myself, what am I going to do? The book is written. It's got to have a title. What am I going to do? I'm in a real pickle. And bingo.
Bingo. It's amazing. You sit around and you try real hard to think of that and you can't. And all of a sudden you're just sort of thoughts are coming out and you come up with a title for the book.
Exactly. The book, so, I was lucky.
The book is Deli's Pickle. You'll remember not only the name, but the story behind the name and the story how Deli was developed. The guest on our program today is the author, Karen Carmack Clinton. Her website is delightfulreading.com. Simple to remember, delightfulreading.com. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Once you were confronted with this, why don't you write a book and help her out? How do you come up with the idea of a mouse as your main characters? Where did the mouse idea come from?
Well, when you think of mice, you don't think of bossiness, probably. I sure don't.
No.
But I think I was subliminally influenced by an incident that happened many, many years ago. I was visiting my parents, and I was playing my mother's organ because I didn't have one, so I liked to practice when I was visiting. And the organ was situated about 3 or 4 feet from a sliding glass door onto a porch. And there was a small, shallow step down to the porch. So I was playing along, and all of a sudden, something got my attention, and I stopped and looked out this sliding glass door. Now, on this little step was a couple of paws, a head, and some big ears. And I studied that creature, and I thought, that's a mouse. Good heaven. And the mouse just looked at me, and I just looked at him. And finally, I thought, well, he's outside, so we're good. And I turned around, started playing the organ. After the piece I played, I looked over, and the mouse was still there. I played another piece, looked over, the mouse was still there. I went through a whole lot of pieces just practicing. I finally was ready to quit. The mouse was still there. So I swung my legs off the bench, and away went the mouse. So I thought, this is either a very musical mouse or a mouse that's trying to figure out why I'm making so many mistakes. Who knows?
So that's such an amazing story, the background, and that stayed with you, and you were able to use the mouse as the main topic, the storyteller, basically, in the book, Deli's Pickle, by Karen Carmack Clinton, our guest on the program. Delaney said this, readers say this in their reviews, why don't you do more books? We would love to have more books from you. Are you planning on continuing Deli's career?
Well, I have started a sequel to it. I'm not just sure whether it will ever get finished or published, but I love to write, and because this character has, you know, sort of been brought to life, why I thought, well, let's see what other things she can get into and maybe experiences she can learn from. So I'm working on it.
Well, that's good. And you can follow Karen on her website, delightfulreading.com. Get information and order Deli's Pickle at right on the website. And get information when Karen has more books in the Deli series or just more books in general coming out. So it's delightfulreading.com. Karen Carmack Clinton, our guest on the program. I mentioned you developed this love for literature at an early age. Was writing always something that was in the forefront for you that you wanted to do?
Oh, yes. And ever since I could hold a pencil, I loved to write. You know, at first, of course, when you're learning the letters and the words, it's pretty scribbly, but I was so proud when I could write my name, and I would usually draw pictures to go with whatever I was putting down on paper. I think most young people do that. But anyway, I would write all kinds of things, and I learned early on, if I was bored, because occasionally little children get bored,
yes.
I would tell my mother, and she would say, oh, no problem, honey. And she'd put me to work cleaning something.
So, okay, I see how this developed then, yes.
So I took the pencil and paper real quickly and decided that was definitely what I wanted to do to entertain myself. So as you mentioned earlier, I love to write poetry and jingles and stories and plays and poems and oh my, it just anything, you know, I just loved it from day one. So yes, I have enjoyed it forever.
Well, you've got that talent in Deli's Pickle. It's entertaining. There's a great story that you're telling and very entertaining for the adults who may be reading along with the children or reading to the children. But you have subtle messages there. I talked about you like to do that in your writing. Talk about the life lessons you're trying to present in this book, Deli's Pickle. What are some of the topics, the themes that you hope resonate with young people?
Our behavior that affects other people to either nurture or destroy relationships was one of the big things that I wanted to try to illustrate. Making and keeping friends, for example. Lily is Deli's best friend, and it's interesting the contrasts and the comparisons between the two. Deli bosses Lily around, and yet Lily still likes Deli. And it's an interesting thing to discuss, you know, with children, parents discuss with their children or teachers. So the topics of behavior and how it affects others, your siblings, for example, the interaction between Deli and her brothers in the beginning of the story illustrates a friction situation for sure. And it's interesting. Children love to act things out, and they can act out these different chapters in the story and change the endings, perhaps. You know, how would better? How should Deli act, you know? And relationships with strangers. For example, when Deli's in the forest, she bosses the creatures around. They don't put up with it, as you know. So it's one of those interesting topics that I love to explore, behavior. Also, coping with fear or uncomfortable situations. Deli in the forest, it's a scary place for her. Perhaps great-grandpa Grump. It's interesting, oftentimes children are not comfortable with older people. Things about us as we get older change. Our appearance gets to be different. Our speech, our walk, everything about us changes. So it is interesting how that can be a fearful situation sometimes for kids. All the different things like our skin color, our odd physical features, handicaps. That's one reason why I put Terry in the story. It's an element that kids sometimes are uncomfortable with, and because Terry is in a wheelchair. Anyway, I had fun with trying to share all kinds of opportunities for parents and teachers and children to think about things, to discuss things, the value of sharing emotions. We all have them, and a lot of times kids nowadays have trouble communicating. I think one of our problems is our cell phones and our iPads.
Exactly, yes. Yep.
So, you know, those are things that may not be very valuable in communication skills for sure. So anyway, yeah, I love the fact that there are some opportunities in the story, the accidents, another option for discussion and performance. Kids love discussing the accidents they've had, the things that have happened to them, the uncomfortable situations. So anyway, a lot of it is described on my website as to possible things to do, activities, or things to download and, you know, have some fun with. So hopefully people will find them and enjoy them.
The book we're talking about is Deli's Pickle. The author is Karen Carmack Clinton, our guest on the program. The website is delightfulreading.com. A lot of great information, as Karen mentioned, on the website. You can order the copy of the book there as well, copies of the books as well, and follow any new books that Karen may be coming out with in the near future. And you do such a remarkable job of taking those life lessons and not making a preachy book out of it for young people, but making an entertaining book with these. You used the word subtle, and that's exactly what your presentation is. It's subtle. It's a great opportunity for an adult to read the book and have a discussion after each of the chapters. The book, again, is Deli's Pickle. Are there any of the characters that you're based in the book based upon people that you know, real-life people?
Besides Deli?
Yes.
Yes. Great-grandpa Grump has some of my father and my husband in there, and Deli's mother has, of course, some of my mother's characteristics. So, yes, I was influenced by the people in my life, and you can't help but pattern some of your fictional characters after people you know.
Well, yes, and you understand their characteristics, so you've got a chance to use that and just sort of transport them to the fictional character in your book.
Exactly.
This book is your first book that's been published. You've been doing writing for a number of years. Are you looking at marketing other books? Are there other ideas you have that you would like to get published and take to the marketplace?
Well, I'm not much of a marketer. I'll tell you, that is not my long suit. So I have difficulty getting my work out there. There have been some songs I have written and some plays I have written that probably could be published. You know, I just have not put them out there to do that. I know I should. It's just not something I enjoy doing. So I'm not sure whether anything else will be ever published or not, but I sure had fun writing everything.
Well, yes, you had a good time. I love the passion for the writing that you do. I love the response and reading the reviews that people just love Deli's Pickle. It's a great family book, a great addition to a family library. It makes a great gift idea for a young person. The book is Deli's Pickle, and Karen's website is delightfulreading.com. As I'm reading this, I'm thinking, boy, this Deli would make a great great movie character, a great television series character. Any talk about doing a movie with Deli?
I think it would make a pretty good movie. I really do. Unfortunately, it's a pretty short book, so I think the sequel would need to be a part of that, or even perhaps another book after that. I know series books are very popular now,
yes.
And I just have to get motivated and find the time to do more of it. It's kind of been on the back burner. It's not been one of my priorities, but I do think a movie would be possible. One of the things I do enjoy is reading to children out loud, and I think it would be fun to record the book and maybe post that on my website as well,
yes.
My reading it, because I love to read to kids, and I've done it all my life. I had the pleasure of working for an organization called Capers for Kids here in Dallas, and it was a marvelous creative arts school. I enjoyed working with them so much, and I had the opportunity to do creative drama and art and theater, and it was just wonderful. So I think a lot of times I just don't have the time or motivation at the moment to do something, but hopefully in the future I'll have a little more time. I am retired, so if I don't get tired, I'm just retired.
Well, you need to remember those smiling faces as you're reading to the children, Deli's Pickle, for example, and how much they are, how enthusiastic they are about the story that you're telling. And you touch on something that's so important there, the role of arts and being able to get through to a lot of youngsters that maybe in the regular classroom have a problem understanding and getting engaged with. Talk about the role of the arts, because they were very important in your early years, and you've carried that all through your life.
Yes, I think the arts are very, very important. It's sad to see so many school districts getting rid of programs
yes.
that are so important. They go to sports, which is also important, but the arts is very important for the creativity of the human. You know, we all need to be able to create and invent. And if we lose that capability of thinking and doing those things, then we are in trouble as a nation and as a world, really. So I think the arts are vital to stimulate the imagination, as play is. Children don't have the opportunity these days sometimes just to play. And I think that is a vital part of growing up. You've got to learn how to cope with things, you know, while you're playing. So you don't agree with your partner, you know, that's okay. Figure
yes.
it out, you know, learn to cope. So I think the arts, the visual arts and the theater arts, all of them are very, very important. And kids are naturals. They just love that sort of thing. So it's something that I think needs to be put back in the curriculum as much as possible.
Well, it's a great way to get through to everybody. And again, you see this on their faces as you're reading to them. And I think that's a wonderful idea to record you as you're reading Deli's Pickle or other books to the young people and see their response. A couple minutes left in the program. Are there any favorite episodes that you have in Deli's Pickle? Anything that was really enjoyable for you to write and to tell a story?
Well, there are many moments there that I thoroughly enjoyed. But one of the things, one of the best parts, I think, is where in the room search chapter, Jackie is just being terrible. She is the naughty one in the book. And her behavior becomes so apparent to Deli. And Deli realizes, whoops, I do some of those things. I have some of those traits, you know, and she doesn't like Jackie's behavior at all. So I think that's kind of the aha moment where Deli realizes that maybe some of her behavior needs to be modified too. So I like that, you know, she begins to see, you know, this is maybe not the way to behave to make friends and influence people.
Exactly. And what a great way to present that lesson in the book, Deli's Pickle. A minute or so left here in the program. Who influenced you? Obviously, at a young age, I know you didn't want to help mom around the house. That was one of the reasons you got involved in in the arts in the first place. But who influenced you? Were there any writers along the way that you really enjoyed writing and you couldn't wait to read their next book?
Well, my wonderful mother was just incredible. She would read books to me and my sister, and she read the classics to us when we were young, you
yes.
know. And by her reading them to us and explaining what we didn't understand was just incredible, because to have a diet of those wonderful classic books, you know, Victor Hugo even, you know?
Oh, yes.
And Dickens, I love Dickens, Shakespeare. I mean, she read everything to us. My sister was not as enthusiastic as I was, but I loved it. And she could make it come to life for us. It was just wonderful. So I think a lot of that influenced me in many, many ways. And she was amazing. She was a writer as well. And she, you know, shared all of that with me and my sister, but it took with me. I really, really enjoyed it.
Well, it's something that's been a lifelong passion. And now, as you mentioned, you're retired and able to focus on doing some writing. The first book that Karen has written is what we've talked about on the program, Deli's Pickle. And Karen Carmack Clinton is the name if you're going to search. But you can go right to our website, delightfulreading.com. The book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. And I thank ParchmentGlobalPublishing.com. for arranging our conversation with Karen today. Karen, it's been a pleasure. Congratulations on the success and the lives that you're touching with the book Deli's Pickle. Hopefully there'll be more, and hopefully we can do this again. It's been a pleasure having you with us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure for me.
Karen Carmack Clinton is the name of the author. The book is Deli's Pickle. The book is available wherever books are sold. Karen's website is delightfulreading.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.